Well, now, I want you to imagine that you're on holiday, many of you are, that you're at the beach. Well, this is maybe a bit of a stretch of the imagination, but give it a go. You've been running around in the sun playing beach volleyball with your friends. And now you are sitting, relaxing on a deck chair. So I think we need a couple of volunteers to help me with this. Let's have you, and can we have you as well? Give it a go. Well done. Have a seat here on our deck chair. You can imagine the sun blazing down above you, and maybe if you're on the beach, you need a hat. You can pop that on. You can put that one on. Well done. And you need okay. Put some dark glasses on. Try those ones. There you go. And you're sitting sweltering in the sun, exhausted from your game. What do you think you might really, really want at this point?
A drink,
a glass of water. Great idea. All right. Well, now let's see. For you, madam, there is a bottle of water. It's not particularly special water. It's not been chilled, but it's water. Perfectly drinkable. Feel free to have a drink. For you, sir, we have some water, but not just any water. We have chilled water that's been on ice, in a glass, sparkling, beautiful spring water. But wait, there's more. Oops. Slice of lemon. But wait, there's more. And a straw. So, oh, but wait, there's more. Some ice too. Lovely. There you go. You can drink that. It's not poisoned, honestly. Very good. Now, there is nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with the first lot of water. It's absolutely drinkable, fine water. It would quench your thirst, and that's important. That's really important. But it's maybe not going to do anything more than that. For many of us, that's all we bother with. We settle just for quenching our thirst at the moment. But the thing is, there is so much more available. There's so much more. I'll come back to that in a minute. But first, we're going to have a listen to a reading from the Bible. If I can have my three able assistants, thank you very much. This is a reading from John 4, verses 3 to 13. If you've got your Bibles with you, then please follow along with this. Do you want to? It might be easier if you stand here and do it.
Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from a long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. Soon, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her,
"Please, give me a drink."
The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus,
"You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?"
Jesus replied,
"If you only knew the gift God has for you, and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water."
"But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, Do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?
Jesus replied,
Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life.
Thank you very much. Now, one of the most interesting things about that story for me is that it starts with Jesus being in a very normal, very human situation. He is tired, he's hot, and he's thirsty. And that's something that we can all relate to. We live in one world, in God's world. We're all one family. And when one person in the family is thirsty, we must all thirst to the point of helping. And that's why BMS World Mission works with communities who have practical physical needs. Some people have this strange idea that God doesn't really care about our physical condition, whether we're hungry or thirsty or ill or cold or whatever. They think those things aren't really spiritual. That's not an idea that we find in the Bible. In this story, Jesus knows exactly what it's like to be physically tired and thirsty. So he does what seems to be a perfectly normal thing to do. He asks someone for a drink. Except that what he does is actually far from normal, although we don't realize it in our culture today. You see, what he does is this. First of all, he speaks to a woman. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, except that in those days and in that culture, no man would ever speak to a strange woman in public. It was completely taboo. That means there were really strong rules about not doing that. But Jesus asks her for water. But worse than that, this wasn't just any woman. This was a Samaritan woman. Jesus was a Jew, and this woman was a Samaritan. And the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. It was an old fight that had been simmering away for a long, long time and occasionally broke into violence. When Jews looked at Samaritans, they saw half-breeds, despicable sinners, unworthy of worshipping alongside them in the temple. When Samaritans saw Jews, they saw self-righteous bigots who demonstrated holiness with oppression rather than with grace. But Jesus asks her for water. But it's worse than that again. This Samaritan woman has made the trek out from the village to the well to get water on her own at the hottest part of the day. There is only one reason you would do that, and that's if you wanted to avoid everyone else in the village. Because this woman was not a respectable woman. Later in the story, we hear she's had five husbands, and now she's living with another man. The grown-ups here will know what that means. This is a woman that even her own people would have avoided being seen with. She has totally messed up her life. And Jesus knows that. But Jesus asks her for water. Jesus treated this woman like a human being. She had immense value in his eyes. He doesn't care that she's a woman. He doesn't care that she's a Samaritan. And although he does care about her lifestyle, that doesn't change her value to him. So he asks her for water. But now she's confused. She knows this man shouldn't even be staying near her, let alone asking her for water. And so she says to him, "What do you think you're doing? Why are you asking me for water?" And you can just imagine Jesus saying, "Well, actually, because I'm thirsty. I was just looking for something to quench my thirst. But I can see that you're thirsty too. And I've got something for you that will do so much more. I can give you water that will mean you will never be thirsty again. real water, living water. The world we live in, this world around us, is full of people who are thirsty, desperately thirsty. Some people, like those people in Haiti we saw on screen, are thirsty for water. Some people are thirsty for money. Some people are thirsty for fame, or thirsty for acceptance, or for justice, or for forgiveness, or for recognition, or for happiness. We're all thirsty for something. And sometimes you can do something to quench that thirst, just for a little while at least. And you might settle for that. But after a while, that thirst is just going to come back again. Jesus is saying to you this morning, there is so much more available. I can give you water that will mean you will never be thirsty again. This is the real stuff. This is the living water. Water that will bubble up like a fresh spring inside you. A spring of eternal life, complete life. Life as it was meant to be. And all you've got to do is ask him for it.